From paper mills to cities, the Department of Environmental Quality has been quietly working with the Commonwealth's 14 largest permitted groundwater users. Scott Cudlis oversees the state's water supplies. He says they withdraw anywhere from 2 to 36 million gallons a day.
About 87-90% of the water allocation for withdrawal from the Potomac Aquifer.
The largest user, West Rock Paper Mill in West Point, pulls about 22 million gallons of water a day. Over the next 10 years, the company has agreed to cut that back to about 17 million gallons a day. So far, 13 of the 14 largest users have agreed to gradual cutbacks that will nearly halve their collective total daily withdrawals. And there's another big user that's not permitted and is estimated to be taking nearly 40 million gallons a day. So who is it?
They're you and me. They're individual homeowners on individual private wells. They're people who live in a subdivision on a public system who have a private well that they've installed to irrigate their landscape.
DEQ asked a wide range of stakeholders for help in how the state might protect the aquifer for future growth and development. Those range from ensuring funding for groundwater monitoring to injecting treated wastewater into aquifers, like the Hampton Roads Sanitation District's SWIFT pilot project. Finalized recommendations will go to the General Assembly in November. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.